Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're diving headfirst into day 3 of the Delphi murders trial. The courtroom was rocked by testimony that left everyone stunned, emotional gasps, haunting crime scene photos, and tense exchanges between lawyers set the stage as we confront the horrifying details of Abby Williams and Libby German's final moments. Today's testimony came from two critical witnesses, Deputy Darren Giancola and Sergeant Jason Page. Giancola's description of the gruesome scene, Libby's unclothed body, Abby's staged with branches, was enough to leave family members in tears. And Sergeant Page's detailed walkthrough of 44 graphic crime scene photos? Let's just say, the gallery wasn't prepared for what they saw. Now, we have to ask, what compels someone to commit such an unthinkable act? And how does a community find the strength to face this darkness head on? Through the heartbreak and legal wrangling, the question that keeps resurfacing is simple. Does the evidence we've seen so far point directly to Richard Allen? Or are there still pieces of this puzzle missing? Stick with me. We'll uncover what lies beneath the surface. One detail at a time. The courtroom fell into a heavy silence as Deputy Darren Giancola took the stand on day 3 of Richard Allen's murder trial. With every word, he painted a vivid and unsettling picture of what he encountered on that February day in 2017. Giancola, who had been off duty but joined the search after seeing posts about the missing girls on social media, described how his team's efforts led them to a creek near the Monon High Bridge. It was there, in the quiet woods, that they found Abby Williams and Libby German, lifeless and brutalized. The tension in the courtroom escalated as Giancola recounted seeing Libby's body unclothed and Abby's fully dressed, but marked with strange arrangements of tree branches. The scene was haunting, blood on the ground and staining the leaves, limbs tangled in a way that looked intentional. For the family sitting in the courtroom, it was a fresh wound torn open again. The jury squirmed as the prosecution projected 44 crime scene photos on the courtroom screen. These images, which Sergeant Jason Page explained in painful detail, revealed the horror that had unfolded in the woods that day. At one point, a close-up of Libby's slashed throat appeared on the screen unexpectedly, causing the gallery to gasp. Libby's sister, Kelsey, shielded her eyes, struggling to maintain her composure. Jurors covered their mouths, visibly shaken by the reality of what they were witnessing. Jason Page's testimony did not stop with the images. He described how branches were deliberately placed across the bodies as if staged. One large limb stretched from Libby's shoulder down her torso in a precise manner. The photographs showed not only the bodies but the disturbed surroundings, evidence of a struggle, blood on trees, and a path that led to a nearby creek where one of the girl's shoes was found floating. As defense attorney Bradley Rossi began his cross-examination, the courtroom atmosphere shifted. Rossi zeroed in on gaps in the investigation. Are you aware of any DNA evidence that directly ties my client, Richard Allen, to the crime scene? He asked. Sergeant Page, his face tight with frustration, admitted that no such evidence existed. The back and forth grew heated as Rossi pressed further, questioning the reliability of the crime scene analysis. Are you asking my opinion? Page snapped, adding, You're asking questions outside my knowledge base. His irritation was evident, and the courtroom was palpably tense. The defense's strategy was clear: undermine the investigation by highlighting the absence of forensic evidence and suggesting that the scene was manipulated in ways that police overlooked. Despite the defense's efforts, the prosecution remained firm, focusing on a pivotal piece of evidence: the unspent bullet found near the girls' bodies. Detectives testified that the bullet had been cycled through Richard Allen's Sig Sauer 40 caliber handgun, a weapon Allen admitted to owning. Dwayne Datzman, a retired crime scene investigator, described the moment he found the cartridge. I kept seeing something glittering in the leaves, he said. When I brushed them aside, there it was, a 40 caliber round. According to the prosecution, this bullet was the smoking gun. Physical evidence linking Allen to the scene. The defense countered by questioning how the bullet ended up there. My client claims he never visited that part of the trail, Rossi argued. So how does his bullet magically appear? The prosecution responded with Allen's own words, reminding the jury that Allen had allegedly confessed to the murders multiple times while in jail. The prosecution's case leaned heavily on those confessions. In April 2022, Allen reportedly called his wife from prison and confessed not once but seven times to killing Abby and Libby. The defense, however, painted a different picture, arguing that Allen was mentally unstable at the time of the calls. This was not a voluntary confession, Rossi told the jury. He was suffering from psychosis, and his words cannot be trusted. Evidence presented during the trial showed Allen's deteriorating mental state in prison. Records indicated that he had exhibited bizarre behavior, including eating his own feces, and was prescribed psychotropic medication to manage his symptoms. Despite these challenges, a judge ruled Allen competent to stand trial, meaning his confessions were legally admissible. And throughout the proceedings, the emotional toll on the families of Abby and Libby was evident. Becky Patty, Libby's grandmother, clutched her husband's hand as the crime scene photos flashed on the screen. At one point, when a close-up of Libby's face was shown, Becky let out an audible sob. Allen's mother, seated quietly behind the defense table, wiped away tears as well. Allen himself sat motionless, occasionally rocking slightly in his chair. His expression remained blank even as the graphic details of the girls' murders were laid bare. At one point, his defense attorney placed a reassuring hand on his shoulder, but Allen showed no visible response. Another focal point of the day's proceedings was the defense's ongoing effort to block the video found on Libby's phone. This short clip, which captured a man walking toward the girls on the Monanhigh Bridge and saying, "Down the hill," has been a centerpiece of the investigation for years. Prosecutors argue that the voice belongs to Allen, but the defense insists that interpreting the words and sounds in the video is subjective. Allowing a witness to speculate on the audio would only confuse the jury, Rossi argued. It's a dangerous leap to assign meaning to sounds that are open to interpretation. The prosecution fired back, pointing to the public's identification of the suspect as Bridge Guy, based on this footage. The man in the video led these girls to their deaths, the prosecutor said firmly, and we believe that man is sitting in this courtroom. As the trial unfolds, the logistical demands have become clear. With jurors sequestered away in a local hotel, Carroll County's expenses have soared to $4.3 million, more than double the original budget. Jurors surrendered their phones at the start of the trial, ensuring they remain insulated from the media circus surrounding the case. The trial, expected to last through mid-November, has placed a significant financial and emotional strain on the small community of Delphi. As the trial progresses, both sides are preparing for a fierce battle. Prosecutors will continue to rely on Allen's confessions, the bullet evidence, and the video footage to make their case. Meanwhile, the defense is working to cast doubt on the reliability of these elements, focusing on Allen's fragile mental state and the absence of direct DNA evidence. The stakes couldn't be higher. If convicted, Richard Allen faces up to 130 years in prison, though prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. For the families of Abby and Libby, the trial is more than a search for justice. It's a chance to find closure after 7 years of unanswered questions. As the Delphi murder trial progresses, the focus shifts to the years-long investigation and the complex psychological, social, and legal factors surrounding the case. The trial's latest developments reveal not only the prosecution's theory, but also the defense's counter-arguments. With each revelation, the story of Abby Williams and Libby German grows deeper, raising unsettling questions about missed opportunities and the hidden darkness within the community. The arrest of Richard Allen in October 2022 came after 5 years of intense investigation. Early in the investigation, Allen was interviewed by police, admitting that he had been on the Monon High Bridge Trail the day the girls went missing. However, he claimed to have seen only a few juvenile girls in passing and said he never interacted with them. For years, Allen's name didn't resurface prominently in the investigation, and he quietly resumed life as a pharmacy technician in Delphi. What led to his eventual arrest was a re-examination of evidence, including ballistics testing that linked the unspent bullet at the crime scene to Allen's handgun. Investigators also reviewed jailhouse recordings where Allen admitted multiple times to the murders, but the belated nature of Allen's arrest has left the public and the victims' families wondering, could the case have been solved sooner? From the beginning, the video found on Libby German's phone played a pivotal role in the investigation. Captured on February 13, 2017, just hours before the girls were killed, the video shows a man walking along the Monon High Bridge, uttering the words, "Down the hill." Authorities believe that the man in the video, known as Bridge Guy, is responsible for the murders. The defense has tried to block this evidence from being used in the trial, arguing that the audio is open to interpretation and shouldn't influence the jury. Despite their efforts, the video has become central to the case, sparking countless theories among the public. For many, the voice on the recording has haunted them for years. The families of Abby and Libby, however, hope the jury sees the footage as a key piece of evidence pointing directly to Allen. Richard Allen's psychological state has become a significant focus in the trial. In March 2023, reports began emerging of Allen's deteriorating mental health while in prison. Diagnosed with stress-induced psychosis, Allen's behavior became erratic. Prison staff observed him eating his own feces and expressing suicidal thoughts. His mental health spiraled to the point where he required psychotropic medication, and his legal team argued that he might be unfit to stand trial. Despite these challenges, the judge ruled that Allen was competent to participate in his defense. The defense now faces a delicate balancing act. They need to argue that his jailhouse confessions were the result of mental instability while also maintaining his innocence in court. The Delphi murders have left an indelible mark on the small Indiana town. For years, residents lived with fear, knowing that a killer was on the loose. The arrest of Richard Allen in 2022 brought some relief, but also new questions. How did someone so close to the community, working at the local CVS, interacting with families, manage to evade detection for so long? The trial has reignited media interest, placing the town under a harsh spotlight. Journalists from across the country have descended on the courthouse, reporting daily developments. Meanwhile, the jury, selected from Allen County to avoid local bias, remains sequestered, cut off from the outside world as they deliberate on the evidence presented in court. One of the most troubling aspects of the investigation is the lingering possibility that more than one person was involved in the murders. Early in the investigation, authorities hinted at this possibility, stating they had good reason to believe that other individuals may have played a role. Despite these suspicions, no further arrests have been made. The defense has introduced a controversial theory, suggesting that the murders may have been part of a pagan ritual sacrifice carried out by Odinists. However, the judge ruled that the defense cannot present this theory to the jury, dismissing it as speculative. The unanswered question remains, if Allen did not act alone, who else might have been involved, and will they ever be brought to justice? The emotional toll of the trial extends beyond the families of Abby and Libby. Richard Allen's own family has been thrust into the spotlight, struggling to reconcile the man they know with the accusations against him. Allen's wife, who has stood by him, appeared visibly shaken in court when his confessions were mentioned. She was present when Allen allegedly admitted to the murders 7 times during a prison phone call, abruptly ending the conversation after realizing the gravity of his words. Allen's family now faces a harsh reality. If convicted, he will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. For them, the trial is not only about the legal outcome, but also about grappling with the possibility that the person they loved and trusted may have committed an unspeakable crime. As the trial unfolds, both the prosecution and defense are preparing for the battles ahead. The prosecution is relying on 3 key elements, the unspent bullet linked to Allen's gun, the video evidence from Libby's phone, and Allen's jailhouse confessions. In contrast, the defense is focusing on the lack of DNA evidence, the unreliability of Allen's confessions, and the need to question every assumption made by the investigators. The legal wrangling has extended beyond the evidence itself. Defense attorneys filed motions to exclude sketches from the trial, arguing that they were based on vague eyewitness accounts. The judge sided with the defense, ruling that the sketches would not be admitted into evidence. This decision reflects the careful balancing act the court must maintain, ensuring that the trial remains focused on factual evidence without introducing unnecessary speculation. As we reach the end of another tense day in the Delphi murders trial, we're left with more than just facts. We've seen the emotional weight in that courtroom, a weight carried not only by the families of Abby Williams and Libby German, but by every single person seated in those jury chairs. Today's testimony didn't just recount evidence, it pulled the curtain back on the horror and heartbreak that these families have endured for 7 years. We've heard from officers who described the harrowing discovery of the girls' bodies. Deputy Giancola's testimony laid bare the reality of that scene. Libby, unclothed, Abby, staged with branches, blood on the ground, and lifeless bodies tangled in the undergrowth. Each word dragged us deeper into a nightmare that these families have been living for far too long. And when those photos were projected, those graphic, gut-wrenching photos, it wasn't just the victims' families who gasped, jurors, spectators, even Allen's own family struggled to keep their composure. But this case isn't just about images or testimony. It's about finding the truth within the twists and turns. Richard Allen's defense team continues to argue that the evidence doesn't add up. They want us to believe that the absence of DNA, the speculative audio interpretations, and Allen's confessions given under mental distress are all enough to plant doubt. They argue that Allen is not just on trial for murder. He's a man broken by the system, a man struggling with his sanity. And yet here we are. With that bullet found between the bodies traced back to Allen's gun, we have a video taken by a brave young girl capturing the haunting words, "Down the hill." And we have those confessions, 7 of them, uttered in a prison phone call to Allen's wife. Are those the words of a guilty conscience? Or the ramblings of a man unraveling under pressure? This trial doesn't just raise legal questions. It forces us to confront deeper issues. How does a man, someone the families once knew, someone who worked at their local CVS, become the monster who shatters a community? And what about that lingering possibility whispered in the early days of the investigation that someone else may have been involved? If Allen acted alone, why were the crime scene and the victims staged so meticulously? Was it chaos disguised as ritual or something far more sinister? For the people of Delphi, this isn't just a court case. It's the final chapter in a story that has haunted them since 2017. It's about finally answering the question that's echoed in this town for years. Who killed Abby and Libby? And it's about making sure that no other family has to endure what these families have gone through. As we move forward, the stakes will only grow higher. Both sides will fight tooth and nail to control the narrative, knowing that every word, every photo, every detail could tip the scales. The prosecution will rely on the bullet, the confessions, and the video, while the defense will try to unravel those same threads, hoping to cast just enough doubt in the minds of the jury. The jurors, those 12 men and women, will have to sift through it all, and eventually they will deliver a verdict that will define not only Richard Allen's fate, but the future of an entire community. Justice isn't just about punishment. It's about finding truth, about giving these families the closure they've waited for. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.